and we'll all get out.
Calm.
Okay? And if you're working very hard all day long and you come in, you say, I'm very...
tired.
And if you're very, 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 very tired, you say, I'm...
give up.
Okay. And if you use the word wear out, when you come in, you say, I'm so...
worn out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so like a kid comes home early from school, you know, because he wasn't feeling well, you'd say he came home because he...
was ill, was sick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Didn't do his homework.
Okay, if somebody's sick, and you don't know exactly when they'll be well again, you say, well, she'll be up again by and by.
By and by? Okay.
Okay.
Eventually.
And if somebody...
better,
if somebody got overheated, and their eyes and nose started running, and they started sneezing, you'd say that he had... or you take NyQuil when you... you know, and you sneeze and your eyes run.
Allergic? I don't even know what you take NyQuil for.
You take aspirin?
They don't usually do any good for me.
When you take aspirin, what do you usually have?
A cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You ever say caught a cold?
Yeah.
Okay. And if something happens to your voice and it gets like this, you'd say you're very...
hoarse?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I've got a little...
sore throat, cold, cough, cough, okay.
Okay. And if it's late at night, you say, well, I'm better go to bed. I'm feeling...
sleepy?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'll wake up at... no, but at 6 o'clock I'll...
wake up?
Yes.
Get up?
Okay. And if somebody's still sleeping, you say, you better go...
wake them up?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you go into somebody's room and you notice that they haven't taken their medicine, they're in the hospital or something, you say, why haven't you... your medicine?
Taking your medicine?
Mm-hmm. And then they say, well, I had some yesterday.
I had some? I took some?
Mm-hmm. And I'll some tomorrow.
Take some tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you can't hear anything, say that you're...
deaf?
Right. Okay. And, okay, if you had sweated, or if you sweat a lot, then you come in and you say...
I need a bath?
No. Okay. If he began to sweat when it started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he a lot in the hot sun.
Had sweat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perspired?
That's it. Okay. And a sore that might come up like on the back of your neck or on your body, that usually has to be opened up.
Boil?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the stuff that comes out?
Core? Yeah.
Okay. Or the kind of liquid stuff.
Bus?
Yeah. Okay. And say like if a bee stung you, then your hand might
swell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you'd say, well, it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Uh-huh. But it probably won't much more.
Won't swell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody got shot or stabbed, they might go to the doctor and he would look at their
wound.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if there's a kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out, do you know a name for that?
A skinless?
Or a wound that doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cleaned out with ALUM.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either. Anyway, it's proud flesh is what they call it.
Oh, okay.
You ever heard of that?
No.
Neither. Okay. And, so like you get a cut or something, you put a brown liquid on it, maybe it stings some. What, do you know what you call it?
A brown liquid.